Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. That's all we have. In addition to the duties in awaiting for the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, every awaiter must have a specific program. And that specific program must align with the living Imam's wishes, goals, and desires. So the society that is waiting for the living Imam must organize and unify their goals so that they align with the living Imam and his goals. In one of his addresses, Imam Mahdi himself, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has said, if Shias, whom Allah may help to obey us, were united and determined to fulfill the pledges they have given to us, they would be able to see us, provided their knowledge of us is perfect. Awaiters make it their duty to coordinate with others as a priority of their program, rather than being selfish, racist, classist, sexist, or in a segregated society, or nationalistic. They remain unified and coordinate themselves with others who are in the same line. And the benevolence and blessings of these awaiters extend to all parts of society, regardless of their names or titles or separatist names or separatist labels, such as nationalism. So one interesting question that comes up when we consider ourselves an awaiter or awaiters of the living Imam working towards his government and the reappearance, do we honestly consider that we do not consider separation between human beings, between classes, between nationalities, between castes or sects or other human beings and religions? Do we consider ourselves to be one in purpose? Or do we take care of what we consider to be our people, our nation, our caste, our social class, or our color, God forbid? Because if we are in reality a part of the latter group, it is time that we reconsidered our true goal and ask ourselves if we are even following and fulfilling our pledges towards the living Imam himself. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So when it comes to unity and harmony, which side do we think, do you think, that Allah will consider you, me, our families, on the side of the problem or on the side of the solution? Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.